All right, y'all, let's get into this week's podcast, which is going to be a raw one, and it's very apropos in terms of talking about spiritual detox. I'm also going to answer some of the questions that have come in, which are really, really great, and recap what I talked about in the addiction call, which was such a powerful call. It was crazy. I talked about how addiction is so insidious and creeps up in EI family systems, emotionally immature family systems, and how the nuances of those are derived from narcissism. Emotionally immature parents will show up a certain way, use you as a proxy to buoy their self-esteem and their image. And you're always a pawn if you grow up with an emotionally immature parent and or an addicted one. And when you have that dynamic, it's going to play out in your own life and you won't even know that you are running addiction patterns. Because if you're people pleasing, if you're performing for love, if you have a hard time standing up or having boundaries, if you self-abandon chronically, I talk about all of this in chapter 6 of my book that's published out on Substack, chapter 7. Those two talk all about the self and ways that you are in denial with self and gaslighting self, because there's literally like a filter that comes in into the brain when you grow up an imprint with EI parents and or addicted parents and how you run addictive patterns. It was a really great call. It's available on the shop. Go and grab that. But I want to talk about spiritual detox because a lot of y'all are experiencing it and you kind of either aren't checking in on the follow-up email that I send if you have a session with me, or you haven't had one yet and aren't sure what that looks like. I have a handful of people who have messaged me lately and said that I've been listening to your content for over a year, Tally, and I have changed so much just by listening. And that's precisely what I'm talking about when you are running a frequency that is going to be a catalyst for people anyway. Like, your systems and your family systems will change anyway. It may not look like rainbows and butterflies. It may look like you holding a boundary so hard with who you are and claiming who you are so hard that people in your life are either going to fit in or they're going to fall away. And including that includes family members, but the relationships that you have are going to be so deeply fulfilling. And when you call in such a high level person in your life or high level people in your life, that shit fucking takes time. It's like, yeah, you can be the resonant to manifest a feather, but when you want to bring in like a high holy person in your life, partnerships, opportunities, joy, you know, access to abundance and synchronicities, that is a different level of spiritual inertia that's required. So the person that you need to be in order to attract and align with those things ongoing is maybe 5, 6, 7 versions away. And then you're, let's say, at the place you are now, you have to be able to show up and have the subconscious belief systems in order to be able to maintain the level of that version of you that's 7 or 8 versions of you away. So the density and the patterns that you're holding onto between those versions of yourself are really heavy and very sticky, and that is going to feel very uncomfortable. It's growth, it's pain, and you kind of have to choose your level of discomfort. Are you choosing to stay asleep and you're going to stay in the level of density that you're at now, or are you choosing to actually move through the hellish type of uncomfortability of literally kind of feeling crazy, like everything you thought you knew, everything you thought you were, down to your hair, down to like the way you look, down to your body, down to your environment, to your decor, all of it. You feel like you are going to have to want to get rid of everything and start over. I've done that so many times in my life because your filters change. And then you look and you see yourself differently. And you're like, I can't believe that I'm actually presenting myself in this way. Like, none of this feels really congruent. The whole game of awakening is becoming more and more yourself and less of who you are. So you have to let that fall away. So those of you who are holding on and resisting will have really heavy detox. And so let's talk about spiritual detox and what that actually looks like and means on your path to awakening. For example, many of you will get into session with me and you'll say, Tally, I feel amazing before our call. And then afterwards, I feel like shit. Congratulations. The work is working. Welcome to spiritual detox. That has been in you and a part of you this whole time. The work dislodged it. Those sessions, that individual sessions, like that happens in 15 minutes. Okay. It's not like the amount of time we have together. It's the efficiency of the work and how deep I can go in the period of time that I can go into and get those things cleared for you. You also have to be able to hold the resonance of the new information that is you without like blowing yourself out. You know, that's not helpful. You know, we're not at the level of consciousness where I can collapse like thousands and thousands and thousands of patterns in an individual person at a time yet. You know, I can collapse a fuck ton with myself, but I actually have to work at that, at integrating myself and even becoming better at space-time mechanics and, you know, expanding and contracting. That's why this whole game is how quickly you can let go and to allow yourself to become more of yourself. So let's say in a 15-minute session, we clear a bunch of stuff around identity and I'm working very, very deeply at the level of identity. And I've talked about this before. Everyone has different systems. You're operating like a circuit board. There's a logic board to a computer. There's circuitry to a computer. There's a battery to a computer. There's memory to a computer. We work the same way. Everything is different circuitry. So when I'm working at the level of identity, it's literally a structure within your own framework that is holding the way that you see yourself. A lot of times it's in the chest, like in the chest cavity, around the sternum, and in the brainstem. You'll notice I work on those two areas the most. I will have you focus on those two areas because this is the psychosomatic aspect of what quantum psychosomatics is. Patterns that are living in the body space that are transgenerationally inherited, okay, and or adopted in your current life now. So it becomes very meta in this way. So when I'm working at the level of identity and I've rocked you at a certain place, like how you see yourself, because you're coming to me wanting more money, for example, and you're wanting more money because you want to be able to experience more things in life. But if you're not referencing yourself from the present moment or from your more of an awakened state, then it doesn't matter what comes into you. It will become an amplifier and destroy you. You will see this with people who will win the lottery 7 times and lose it all, lose the money, right? Or they'll get fame and it'll destroy them and they'll have to sell out. Or they'll constantly manifest a relationship or, let's say, be desperately wanting to get pregnant and constantly lose pregnancies because they're not clearing up enough of their own stuff in order to be able to hold the baby, for example. I'll get into that in another podcast. You guys can ask me questions about that, but it doesn't have anything to do with money. It has everything to do with your identity and how awakened you are in order to be able to resonate at the version of you that will have the money that's needed to come into you naturally without abusing yourself, abandoning yourself, and self-sacrificing yourself. And a lot of you guys have done work with me for a year. I want you to audit who you were a year ago and who you are now. There is a level of density where the patterns that you've been clearing has to take time to come into the physical form, has to come into this level of density. So you can be clearing at a high holy level of like, and really, really efficiently, and you can feel really good about how you're operating. And then the ripple effects takes too long because it has to go through all this level of density. You just have to be patient. You can have everything you want, just not at the same time, not yet. And some of you guys, some people, because of the belief systems are a little bit different, can call in a certain aspect of their life, right? And they can just constantly make their goals and they can constantly push and push themselves. But there is always some work. There's always a different level of work that comes with all of that. So if you see people online who are doing really, really well, like they're giving you the highlight reel of what it's like to be a very successful entrepreneur, you see people in your life who seemingly just kind of have it all and kind of have it easy, let them have it. Let them have it. Bless it. Because everybody's on their own journey and they could be doing extremely well and absolutely have capitalized at a level 4. Okay? Their level 4 is the lane that they live in. They're going to stay there. They're going to age, you know, like their parents. They may not have a lot of dense filters. They're in their little bubble. Let them have it. Bless it and let them have it. You came here and you found this work because you want to understand why you made all the decisions that you did. You want to understand why you're here, okay? And that comes with a very deep level of curiosity and a very deep level of detox. So if you feel amazing before a call and then you feel like shit afterwards, it's because you had been carrying all of that shitty stuff with you. You just didn't know it. You became aware of it. And so now that has to discharge out of your body. It has to leave the physical body. That process is very, very, very uncomfortable because it's an unlearning process. The ego is holding on to it. The nervous system is holding on to it. Your body's going into a state of high holy panic. And then here you are going, what the fuck, man? I've been in this work for so long. I'm tired of feeling like shit. When is it going to get better? Stay with yourself. Stay with it because it will shift. You will shift. Believe me. But if this is you, re-listen to the recording of the session, grab the work on the shop. That's what it's there for. You can use the shop stuff for anything. If it is a nuance of what you're going through, Talia, I want more money. Use the self-sabotage against that. Use the manifestation series against that. Use the podcast that I have. Listen to all of them and say, I'm listening to this podcast with the intention of helping me facilitate detox. Like just keep, set your intention to use the frequencies to help facilitate detox and then see what happens for you. Some people will pre-tox before our call. They will be in like, holy fuck, Tally. Like I signed up for this work. I signed up for this class. I signed up for an individual session and my body is in sicko mode right now. Like I am detoxing like crazy. So this is a very interesting archetype as well. I get this a lot. I did this a lot myself. I was in pre-tox the moment I made the decision and I committed to whatever it is I was doing. I immediately went into detox. So some of y'all will detox before the call and then afterwards you'll feel stable and then feel great. So it really just depends on the person, the patterns that you're running. And if you are a fearful, controlled or controlling person, control and fear, that's a bundle. If you are that archetype or have been controlled in your life or have been really trying to push away the archetype of controlling your life, then detox will be harder for you because you're going to want to try to understand it and intellectualize it and make meaning out of everything. If you just set the parameter and the permissions for yourself that I'm in detox and this is what it is and allow yourself to go through the process, you will actually move through detox faster. And then you're going to enter a death space, which you guys have heard me talk about before, which I'll talk about now, which is part of detox. A death space is like you traveling through a version of what the Tibetans call the bardo. So when you're in the nothing and you're re-rendering yourself, meaning imagine you like all this energy and all these particles of information and sub-quark particles of information, and you're all these little vibrating, you know, electrons. And think of those as pixels. And you're just all these little pixeled, bouncing, vibrating, very, very, very small bits of information in a form. If you don't believe me, you can feel the way that you shift when you are deeply connected with your highest self, or you hear a song, or you are in energy work, or you go into a place and you just physically feel this presence like move through your body. You'll feel light move through your body. That is energy. That's frequencies moving through your body. So if you're repixelating, right? And your body, your nervous system, the core of you doesn't necessarily know its center yet because it's having to reorganize information. This is like a version of chaos theory in physics, okay, quantum mechanics. This is chaos and organization. It moves into a state of chaos when you're in the death space. It doesn't kind of know yet. And so what a lot of times in sessions, what I'll do with you guys is I will actually help your nervous system find the version of you, an image, okay, or let's say a version of you that's like a 2.0 or 14.0, and I'll say, hey, this is where you're headed. You're going to be okay. This is where you're headed. Start assimilating to this image or this pixelation or this frequency structure. It's essentially a sequence of patterns or a sequence of codes that is your nervous system is trying to arrange itself to. And that takes a little bit of time. So imagine an image rendering into 4D, 5D, 8K, right? Or 4K, 5K, 8K, something like that. And so it's going from like 1080 to 4K. That sharpness takes a second and it takes time to pixelate at very, very high levels of definition. So if you, again, surrender into the death space, you're like, I have no clarity. I have no mind. My brain is not working. I feel like I'm in a state of nothing. And you're just kind of in that nothingness state and you can identify it and there's not anxiety, then you're in a death space. If you have anxiety behind this in-between state, that's a different type of detox. So that's what you would want to get really curious about, because it could be that your nervous system is in panic because it doesn't know where it's headed, and the ego is in panic because it doesn't know where it's headed. So there's two kind of, there's many different nuances and versions of death spaces, but just become aware of when you feel like you're in a nothing, right? You're reassorting your, and you've done a shit ton of work with me, then you are moving through repixelation. You're constantly in a state of expansion and contraction. And eventually those pulses get really, really shallow and you start to feel much better because you kind of know, you get a heads up of what's happening. You're like, I'm just in detox. I'm losing my mind. I'm like, I get like gray, my face changes. I have no motivation. And it's like, it's tough. But then when I get back online in a major way, it's like I am firing at crazy levels of cylinders. And it's very exciting. And this is all part of the process. This is part of the awakening process, which I understand why people want to bail. But I'm telling you, and I promise you, you've been driven to this work. You've been, let's say you're curious about what quantum psychosomatics and frequency work is. You've been doing it for a little while and you are becoming unrecognizable to yourself and people around you are falling away and you have way more access, way more nuance. You can sense, feel, know even what I'm going to say next or the pattern that I'm going to work on next or what people are going to do next. You're starting to see through the veil. You can see through the illusion. You get anticipatory like heads up about where to go, what to do, what not to do. You're starting to listen to your intuition more. You are feeling you have more self-affinity. You have stronger boundaries. You have more self-esteem. You're starting to feel, let's say, less affected by the external reality around you, around things that used to take your energy away, politics, distraction, social media. You're starting to become more anchored and more centered. You're starting to become more neutral. You feel more masculine. You feel more feminine. Your relationship is changing. Your relationship with your family is changing. These things are promises for real. This is what happens when you stay consistent with the work. And on top of that, if you're a healer or you have, let's say, the abilities or you've been chosen to do energy work, you are starting to have more dynamic expression with how you're working with yourself. All of it is changing. You're starting to give yourself different permissions. You're starting to get more clarity. You feel like you're not alone. You feel like you're not crazy. This is all part of the promises of what this work can offer you if you stay consistent with it. And I can't say that enough. I have to do this with myself. I have to sit with myself anyway. I have to move through my own shit anyway. I don't get information at times. I ask so many questions and I wait. And slow is fast, fast is slow. So the mechanics of time and the mechanics of detox is the more that you allow yourself to move through it, okay, the more your permissions change. And the more that you allow yourself to move through it, the faster you move through it. So this is the time dilation process. The faster you move, the slower you feel like you're moving. And this is how this is the mechanics of how you can almost reverse age. It's almost like you arrest and suspend time, which you guys have heard me talk about before. But detox looks a lot of different ways. You may get sick. You may have a screaming fucking headache. You may have really negative thoughts, like totally self-hatred. You might have, if it's working on exactly the same pattern, like let's say we're working on a pattern around addiction and then you were smashing it for months and then you self-sabotage, that is a very clear indicator that we have to confirm delete the patterns that are getting deleted out of our field. So what do I mean by that? If I work on a pattern for you, okay, and you're not actually actively becoming aware of how to step into contrary action and be like, no, that's not mine. I'm thinking about that person again. I want to, engage in that destructive behavior again. Those thoughts are coming in. I'm not going there. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to record these podcasts today. I don't have to. Fuck that. I'm too tired. I'm just going to self-care. Yes and no. So I have to be very, very careful, let's say with myself. I have to look at that behavior and be like, where am I performing perfecting and wanting to make sure that this is a certain way? So just deliver, show up for yourself and see what comes out. You don't have to press publish, but what happens if you just show up for yourself and coach the version of you that wants to shut down right now? So here we are, right? Like 3 hours later, and I'm just moving through and being deeply present and getting these recordings out to you, because it's very, very important that I keep promises to myself. And that's how I continue to show up for the work. And that's how I continue to show up for myself. But that's a confirmed delete around a pattern, because I just came off of really heavy family stuff and been around archetypes that have very low self-worth and self-belief systems. And when I'm around that, I could easily start to, and I activate, you know, these patterns within them. It wants to come up in me, and then we match, and then I delete it for the entire line. And that's kind of how it works. And I just went through a very, very, very heavy deletion process yesterday with a core programming pattern. And so what was amazing about that is I had to go through, kind of a very intense week of clearing and activation and triggering in order for me to get the keys and the codes to delete at a core, let's say, logic panel level. So we all have core programs that we come in with, and they're extremely, extremely difficult to get to the core of and delete, because you have to go through all the layers, because that's how we can do it in a really stable way. What I got access to, because I just went through this, is how to delete patterns that are part of our framework. It's like deleting stuff that's part of our bones without it distorting us. So as we move through this next rest of this year and into 2025, the work is going to be extremely, extremely powerful. And I don't say that lightly. It's going to be extremely potent. And the people who will already tell you this past year, who did all the masterminds with me, who have been with me nonstop, are changing wildly. They already get it. They just sign up for stuff. They don't even care if they show up, because they know the work is changing them. And I am deeply, deeply, and I say that with the fiber of my being, so unbelievably honored to witness you change and help you facilitate to become your own highest power and highest guru and highest intelligence, to be able to fall in love with who you are and share your gifts with the world. It is an honor to witness that, truly. And so I'm so deeply grateful, no matter what continues to happen with Super Freak and how I continue to do this work and show up for you guys, just know that whatever I put out into the world, just listen to it. If it resonates with you, go to where the love is. If you can't hear it from me, go to, you know, find somebody else, you know, check in with me if you want or not, have a session, don't. It really doesn't matter. Like, whatever it takes to help you shift to see yourself from an awakened state is what I'm committed to, as long as it's connected to pure source, only my highest self, the consciousness to where I'm from, and it's with pure intent and love. So let's see if there's some questions that I can get to, and then we'll call it a wrap for this podcast. So there's a question that came in about, once I identify the pattern and I locate it in the body, then what do I do? So you guys have heard me talk about this a lot. So many of you want the relief without going through the discomfort of what that pattern actually means for you and asking the questions about where it originates from. So part of the pattern mapping, which is in the book, which I encourage everybody to buy, it will be available before Christmas, okay, globally, worldwide, the physical copy of it. I wanted to make sure it was just right for you guys. So you can highlight it, you can do whatever, you can turn it into a manual, because I swear to God, that thing is sentient. So once you identify the pattern awareness is everything. You guys are undermining the brilliance of being able to locate and identify a pattern. Don't play that. Don't play yourself like that, because the moment you become aware of the pattern, it is fucking revolutionary what happens in the body. You can't unsee it. You cannot unsee it. So once you identify the pattern, and once you track it in the body, and you work through the pattern exercise, and you're starting to reverse engineer and use the pattern superhero on any area of your life, money, relationships, self, okay, you've got a clear idea of what your main issues are, and you're starting to, and you come up against a trigger and you track it in the body, the deletion process is very simple. This is why I give this away. Most healers don't, because they don't know how they fucking delete shit. They don't know the mechanics of it. Through will, intent, action, anything that you can think of that is creative to you, that will allow you to dissolve the energy in the body. It could be bringing light into it. It could be putting an emoji in it. It could be doing whatever it is. But for me, the way that I delete is very unique to me. But if you take my information, then you're going to take, then I become your guru, and that's not how this works. So The best thing I can do for you is to give you permission to create something utilizing an if-then, what-if framework. You guys hear me talk about this if-possibility algorithm. If you could delete it, what would that look like for you? What is the most fun for you? This is where you have to engage and activate the childlike wonder within yourself. If you could actually move through that pattern and that pattern didn't have to exist in your body, what would that look like for you? I have personally witnessed this on session with people, giving them permission to do it. I don't touch it. I don't do it. I guide and coach them on it, and then they delete it themselves, and they are so wildly fucking empowered, they're almost in tears. It's beautiful to witness. This is about permissions. When you're in the all that is and you're starting to navigate extremely nuanced information and everything is perceptual and it's in the unseen and you're kind of remote viewing and you're unsure and you can't see, know, intuit, whatever, you have to have a sense of belief in yourself and you have to be able to start at zero. It's like understanding what to do in crisis situations. It is the Wild West in the all that is. Anything and everything is quite literally possible. So that goes with how you work. The issue that most healers and people are coming up with right now, and it doesn't even matter if you're a healer, the problem is that people are so fixed in their routine of how they do things and how they work because they have seen a certain, let's say, system and ritual and protocol work that's how they continue to do it. And they do that every single time at their own detriment. I can tell you that every time I get on a call, I can start with what I know, but the moment I don't see it kind of, it just, I can see and sense and feel and know it's not moving as quickly as I need it to, I have to come up with something else. So this is where your own creativity comes in. You have to be able to wipe out what you think you know and start at zero every single time. Every single call is different. Every single person requires something else. You have to stay on your toes, which is why this is like the perfect work for me because I'm never fucking bored. And so I'm like, okay, well, shit, how can I delete that? Okay, well, what's this? How do I do this? And I'm like, okay, well, if I could do it, what would it look like? And so that's how I resource myself. I stay in the if, I stay in the what if, and it's like literally free falling into yourself backwards with knowing that your highest self is there the whole time, but you may not feel like you're being held or caught. You kind of have to be able to reset yourself at every moment. So in your life, you have to create a new zero point literally in every single moment. If nothing you're doing is working, create a new zero point. If nothing in your relationship is working, okay, there was another question that came in, when do I know it's time to leave a relationship? You know when nothing's working. Two people are gonna have to come to the table and say, our relationship as we know it is over. We cannot operate this way anymore. We're way too different people. We're gonna either have to create a new zero point and recreate a new marriage or a new partnership about what we both want to create, which is number one, a peaceful home. And then what is the criteria in order to create that? And if both parties are willing to actually start at zero and create that and do the work necessary, you've got a chance. If one person is doing more of the heavy lifting, then it's not going to work. You're going to basically try to contort and work yourself around relationships to bend and flex and move. And the relationship is going to stay where it is because it's comfortable. And until somebody just destroys it, blows it up, or leaves. That's where you get emotional infidelity, you get physical infidelity, etc. But the fact that you're asking the question means that there's an aspect of you that's done and you're looking for permission to leave. I'm not going to be able to give you that. You have to be able to give that to yourself. So the deletion process is twofold. Once you identify, you track it in the body, you have to be able to utilize and give yourself permission to come up with a creative way to delete it. There's a way that I've done it, which I advise, which is anything that you can think of, imagine, intend, feel, and know. Power of intention is extremely powerful. That's just putting your awareness on that part of your body and say, delete, that's not mine. Delete, that's not mine, or come up with something else. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff. I would like take a lasso and throw it out of there. I would throw a lightning bolt in there and dissolve it. I would physically pull it out. Some of you work with your highest selves in very different ways. And like you just lay on a table and they work on you. I never saw any of that stuff when I was coming up. It was all just scenarios that I would need to invent in the moment and simulate in the moment in order for those things to go away. Remember, Neo and Morpheus is are in that white room. And he said, what is this place? He says, this is the construct. Imagine that you're in a white room and you're from scratch. Okay. And you don't have a template. You have nothing going on. No one's going to help you hold your hand and you have to create it from scratch. How much do you guys panic in that moment? Just listen to your bodies right now. How much anxiety does that give you? You have no parameters. You have no control. Okay. But you have all of the capability to create. What do you do with that information? The same thing goes for how you delete patterns. So I'm going to leave you with this, that allow yourself to play and be in a sandbox and create from nothing. Allow yourselves to feel what that feels like to be uncomfortable with not having parameters, and then appreciate how much parameters are actually extremely beneficial and helpful. We love them. We need them. Okay. And then give yourself some. Give yourself parameters and create a little sequence for yourself that feels really good, and then do that for a little bit, and then be willing to blow it up if you feel like you're stuck. If you feel like you need to give yourself more permission, blow up what you think you know, and give yourself the permission to have more. And then if you could receive, what would that more? What would that feel like? What would that feel like in your body? How would you know it? How would you smell it, sense it, etc.? You bring it into a tactile physical experience. Please do not transmute any of your bullshit energy to the planet. That's not how this shit is working anymore. It's a very, very old paradigm. This is not okay. Ground yourself, transmute it, intend to transmute it, have it transmuted, okay, through your own light, and then send it down to the planet. So if you have a grounding cord, throw it on you, and you can listen to a 0-point meditation that I have on the Telegram channel where I talk about the mechanics of this. Of just imagining that there's a hula hoop around you, it's, you know, going to the core of the planet, and then you create your matrixy. Again, I'm not going to get into that, but imagine that you're transmuting your patterns before they hit the planet. Maybe you transmute them in a different way and they go to the multiverses, but it is amplifying the all that is. It's purifying Gaia, and you're a conduit for that. Okay, it has to be with the highest intent. She doesn't want your bullshit anymore. She's not going to take it. She's going to send it back to you. It's not hers to take. Okay, it's us to be responsible for, especially moving into 2025, where any type of codependency is absolutely getting deleted. Okay, she's not going to take your shit anymore. It's time for you to clean yourself up. And that's why it's very, very clear to give yourself parameters, give yourself permission, and then play with the all that is. Play with the way that you want to create your own deletion process. Okay, let's see what else. All right, you guys, I'm feeling like that's it. So big love to you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. There's lots of good stuff coming out for 2025. I'm going to launch that in a couple of weeks. We've got the workshops on big brand energy. We have Big Money Magic coming in January. The High Voltage Mastermind is launching in January, which is going to be a fucking banger. And it's going to go for 6 months. And I'm doing an advanced version of that. Just lots of good stuff. I'm very committed to going, maybe not as wide in terms of visibility, but very deep. So keep expanding, and I will speak to you when I speak to you next. Take care.